Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King-Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle, have you ever tried online dating? Come on, be honest. Don't give me that aw thing. Just tell me.
Actually, why haven't you?
Well, I for a lot of reasons. But, you know, I have so many friends that have done it. And then I was just looking at what we're going to talk about this today. I was looking at how many people have actually tried online dating. 41 million plus people have tried it at least once. And then 17% of marriages have happened after couples met online.
I just want to know how many women out there, you know, got onto some online dating site and ended up with Godzilla, you know, meeting her at a bar, you know.
Just
Wait a minute, that doesn't look like your picture. Okay, well, so
from
we've got
30 years ago.
So let's talk about how to make online dating really work for you. It's not Mission Impossible. So says Ken Page, who is an internationally renowned psychotherapist and leading Psychology Today blogger, who is all about this online dating thing and making it work. He even has a book. The book is Deeper Dating. Oh, there went our, you know, all of our... 50
Shades of Her.
Okay. So, Deeper Dating, How to Drop the Games of Seduction and Discover the Power of Intimacy. Ken, welcome to Her Radio. Michelle and I can't wait for you to deep dive into this. And just tell us, is it Mission Impossible? How do you make online dating really work for you?
Well, you know, it's not Mission Impossible, and I think that so many people, so many women feel like dating and trying to find love that's going to last feels like Mission Impossible, too. You know, we've hit a tipping point in our country where more than half of the adults are now single, and this is with this explosive proliferation of online dating possibilities. So it's not that people aren't meeting, but somehow these long-lasting relationships just aren't forming. So a lot of people are very pessimistic about it, but I think that single people have just been handed the wrong map to love. And that's why so many people are struggling so much in the ongoing kind of dating world. And online dating is an incredible, it's an arena where this takes place, because we're just guided to do online dating in ways that are very dehumanizing, but we can kind of take back our power and use these incredible internet tools to actually help us find wonderful people.
Okay, so maybe I'll try it, Ken, because, you know, we're talking about it, and I think I'm one of those single women at 55 years old. But I'm curious to know, what does the research, because I'm such a research-oriented person, what does research teach us about building intimacy on a date?
Well, you know, I guess you've got two things. You've got popular dating advice, which is all about instant attraction and immediate attraction and how important how you look is and what your age is, and that you need to play games and you need to play hard to get and you need to act confident. There's that whole set of information that is kind of the bulk of the advice that's out there.
Right.
And then there's reality. And research backs up a lot more of a hopeful message than people have been told. It is less about how you look. It is less about your age. It is so much more about who you are and how you look for love that determines who you find and your success in finding it.
So, oh, I love that. So, I think that that's fabulous. And so the real question then is, let's say I'm buying it, and it's really less about the pictures that never look like you anyway.
What are you buying?
Yeah, I know, seriously. And it's much more about really understanding your own true assets in terms of, you know, your personality, what you can give to the relationship, your ability to build bonds, all of that stuff. So, you know, how do you know what kind of online dating site or app, for that matter, is even best? I mean, there's so many out there. With 41 million people, as Michelle said, logging on, I mean, how do you know which one's best for you?
Well, You know, that's a great question, and there's just a constant stream of new ones. And I would say, in the most general way, the websites that really kind of respect the participant, respect the visitor in how they approach them and treat them, are the ones where you probably are more likely to have the most success. The ones where you just swipe and you give a one-word profile or no profile at all or just a picture are the least likely. Not that I haven't met people who have fallen deeply in love with someone they met on Tinder or Grindr or any of those different apps, but you want to look for the ones that have the most humanity, I would say. And one fascinating thing is that there are the giant websites. Am I allowed to say the names of them?
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Oh, sure. Okay. So OkCupid and Match.com and Plenty of Fish, those kind of really big ones. And those are great to use because they have the numbers. But there are also niche dating sites that people should take advantage of. So, for example, if you're a cycling enthusiast or if you're a yoga enthusiast or a vegetarian, you will probably find a dating website for people who share your values. And shared values are a big, big deal in finding love. So I'd say do both. Do the big ones and do the smaller ones that speak more directly to your interests. And then watch for the pitfalls that kind of were set up for in so many ways in this online dating world.
So you're kind of fishing a little bit. You're kind of getting into, you know, what you do, what you like, and then doing a bigger, broader search, right, to try to find somebody. So if I'm doing this, how do I make sure, Ken, that I'm being safe while talking and meeting people online?
Yeah, well, that's a really, really important thing. And the greatest thing that you can do to be sure that you're safe is to really screen people on the phone before you meet with them. Have one phone conversation. Have two conversations. Meet in a public place. Don't be intoxicated. Make sure they're not intoxicated when you meet. And play it safe and get to know who the person is. And, you know, we've got kind of, this is a very fascinating thing, and this is kind of information about when you get past the online dating, you get past the website, and you get past the initial phone calls and you actually meet somebody. We have this fascinating kind of dual set of circuitries inside of us. And we all know about what goes on when we meet somebody for a first date. We're thinking, am I attracted to this person? Is this person attracted to me, and how do they match what I'm looking for, and how do I match what they're looking for? How do we rate? How do they rate? How do we rate? And our brains are going to be chattering away with those questions constantly. And that's
and,
normal.
And you know
that's
something?
Human.
Right now, I'm chattering away just thinking about, you know, what's going on out there, because there's just so much. But you've given us some great guidance. I want everyone out there in her radio land to pick up Ken Page's wonderful book, Deeper Dating, How to Drop the Games of Seduction and Discover the Power of Intimacy. His website is Ken Page, LCSW. He's a licensed social worker, .com. And I want you to just remember, you can make online dating really work for you. And I think that's one of the bigger points here. You just have to be strategic about it, right? You got to be strategic.
Yes. Strategic.
Yeah, and strategic
heartfelt.
Is so important. Exactly. And compassionate, you know, for yourself. And look out for yourself. Be safe. Thank you so much, Ken, for being on Her Radio. We so appreciate it. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
And don't forget, there's 17% of marriages that happened online last year alone, and 41 million people are going online for dating. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.